AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Tuesday is the deadline to reach a framework in the Iran nuclear talks. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest tells ABC's This Week that the Iranians have to make the hard choices.
It's time for the Iranians to send a clear signal to the international community about whether or not they are willing to make the serious commitments required and basically live up to their rhetoric that they're not trying to acquire a nuclear weapon.
While the talks continue in Switzerland, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, tells Fox News Sunday that the biggest problem with any deal is making sure Iran will stick to its promises.
What I've seen over certainly the last 10 years, if not the last 30, they are not a nation to be trusted.
Secretary of State John Kerry and the ranking officials from other partner nations continue their talks with the Iranians in Switzerland. Seven young people, including a number of college students, wounded in a shooting at a spring break party early yesterday morning in Panama City Beach, Florida. Bay County Sheriff spokeswoman Ruth Curley says emergency crews found victims scattered all over the place.
Two victims were across the street from the home. One was in the median of Thomas Drive, three victims in the home, and one right in front of the house, all of them bleeding.
Three of those shot are in critical condition. A 22-year-old man from Mobile, Alabama, is charged with seven counts of attempted murder. Kentucky remains undefeated, reaching 38-0 with a 68-66 win over Notre Dame to make it into the NCAA Final Four. Irish head coach Mike Bray says it was a tough game to lose.
We're extremely disappointed. We really thought we had a great chance of beating them.
The Wildcats will play Wisconsin, 85-78 winners over Arizona. Later today, Louisville plays Michigan State. Duke faces Gonzaga to determine the last two Final Four teams. This is AP Radio News. Months before last week's explosion leveled three New York City apartment buildings, utility workers found problems with a gas line.
The utility company Con Edison says on August 6th, a meter reader at the restaurant detected the smell of gas and reported it. A crew dispatched to the building found multiple leaks in a gas line that had been tapped, even though the restaurant was the only customer authorized to receive gas. The discovery led Con Ed to shut down service to the building for about 10 days while the owner made repairs. City officials suspect that leaking natural gas was the source of Thursday's explosion and fire, which sparked a raging blaze that took hundreds of firefighters to put out. Julie Walker, New York.
It's Palm Sunday, start of Holy Week ahead of Easter for millions of Christians. A choir during services at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. Pope Francis celebrated Mass with tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square today. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.